Good morning. We're starting the next klal in Hilchos Shabbos, which deals with the halachas of Maariv and Kiddush. The series sponsorship is still available, but today's shir is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Yitzchok Ben Reb Moshe Yehuda Leib, a dear friend, many sad one that was a person who Kiddush Friday night was extremely important and special to him. He's very mahadur in all of the different halachas, and the limud of these halachas should be an ili for his neshama. The Chayyim deals first with the halacha of Maariv. Din tefilas Maariv nispar le'el behilchas tefila klal amadalet. So the halachas of Maariv were discussed earlier in the klal amadalet, the halachas of Maariv. Now, the question he's going to talk about is the question of when to daven Maariv. The appropriate time that daven Maariv, really preferred time of daven Maariv, is after Seisach HaKovim. A person avoids any halachic shailas by davening Maariv after Seisach HaKovim. A person davens before that, he's getting involved in Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when is the appropriate time to daven. So therefore, the best time to daven is after Seisach HaKovim. The Chayyim then proceeds and he says the following, Kvarnis Barashom Sif Simonkes. There in Klal Lamadala, we already clarified. Sha'af Shenoigim Kol Yimei HaChol Hispalo Maariv Bizmala. Even those who are careful the whole week to wait until after Seisach HaKovim to daven Maariv, Komokim Misha Toiv Lechol, a person who's hungry, Upshita Mishum Shalom Bayis, or obviously because of Shalom Bayis, Yochol LaHaktim Adal Shabbos Hispalo Ima Tzibur Miplaga Mincha Ve'elech. Even though a person is normally minoig the whole week to be makbid to daven Maariv after Seisach HaKovim, which avoids any halachic questions, so therefore there is clearly a halachic heder in what he is doing. So to switch on Friday night, arguably, which should not be permitted, he's some level of some type of a neder or something of that sort. Chayim says that's not true. A person is allowed to, an Arab Shabbos, daven early from Plag of Minchon onwards. The Chayim seems to say he only allows that if he's davening with a tzibur. That's not clear that he is being makbid that specifically, saying in a scenario where the tzibur is davening early, a person can join the tzibur as well. Furthermore, not only can he daven Maariv then, he can take Kiddush when it's still miplagim, when it's still really daytime, and he can eat his meal at that point in time as well. Keeping the mitzvah lahoisiv ala kodesh nechshav kelaila, because there is a mitzvah to be moisiv to do sefer Shabbos, like we spoke about in the previous klal. So the sefer Shabbos gives it regards to the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It's ready, like it's ready Shabbos, it's ready laila. So a person can be mekayim kiddush at that point in time. A person can be mekayim the suda Shabbos at that point in time. There is an opinion that even though a person can start their suda, a person needs to eat a kazayas after Seisach HaKovim in order to fulfill the shita that the suda has to be in the nighttime and cannot be eaten during two separate Shabbos. Abba Lechayotim does not seem to mention that shita. He seems to go that the person can just rely on, a person can make kiddush, start his meal, finish eating when it's still mibayom, and fulfill the mitzvah of eating a suda Shabbos. Now that this breaking only Shabbos does not preclude you from having the responsibility to say Kriya Shema at the proper time, which is after Seisach HaKovim. Now, where is the Chayim going with this? There's a halacha that a person is not allowed to start a meal within a half an hour time before the Zman of Kriya Shema. So a person comes home from shul, wants to start his Suda Shabbos, and Seisach HaKovim is in 20 minutes, so he's too close. Seemingly, he's too close that he can't start the meal because he's within 20 minutes of the Zman of Kriya Shema. So he should have to wait till Zman of Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, and then start the meal, because a person has the mitzvah of the rice in front of them. They cannot start eating until they do the mitzvah. And not only that, Chazal said, not only when the mitzvah is available to do, you must give precedence to the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is going to be done shortly, we do not want you getting involved with other things because you might forget to do the mitzvah. So you can't start a suda within a half an hour before the zman of Kriya Shema. So the Chayyim says over here, this act of not making early Shabbos does not preclude you from having a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema in the proper time. And therefore, the halacha of not starting a meal within a half an hour of the zman of Kriya Shema is going to apply. Person should be careful to start the meal before half an hour beforehand. Come home and right away start the meal. We'll have to find what haskala means in the next year. The chayim does give a kula. A person is very hungry. They do not want to wait. That there's makam to be makel, and we'll clarify that Bezus Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.